أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لئن بسطت إلي يدك لتقتلني ما أنا بباسط يدي إليك لأقتلك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 28 of Surah Al-Ma'idah and a bit of the last portion of 27 that was left out. قال إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. Habil said to his brother Qabil, when Qabil had said to him لأقتلنك, I will certainly kill you, the response of Habil, according to some narrators, physically he was stronger, he was in a position to have defended himself, and then being stronger he could have apprehended and overpowered his brother. But he did not do all of that. At that time, understand that there was no murder that had taken place on the surface of the earth. He probably would have thought it was just a threat, or alternatively, more importantly was this, that he was not going to get involved in committing a murder, a sin, and being the first sin or the first murder on the surface of this earth and set a precedence. So his response was, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Strictly, if we translate this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala only accepts مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ from those who have the quality of taqwa. Many deeds are carried out, many of us carry out different deeds in the form of our ibadat, in the form of our sadaqat, our charities, in the form of whatever we do. However, here, minal muttaqeen, the person that has the quality of taqwa, like we discussed yesterday, is the one that has ikhlas, the one that has sincerity and does for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Amir ibn Abdullah, he lived his life according to the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it was known that he was a great abid, a great worshipper of Allah ta'ala, one that had taqwa and the fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then the time of his mouth had come, and then he began to cry, and as he cried, people tried to pacify him, saying to him that you spent your life in the ita'at, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why is it at this point of time that you are crying, and your crying seems to be bitter, there seems to be remorse in the crying? When he got control over himself, he began to say to the people that one is the voice of the people that you are saying to me about my ibadat, and one is the voice of Allah Ta'ala, one is the voice of the Quran Sharif, in which Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah Ta'ala accepts only from the person that has the quality of taqwa, the quality of ikhlas. I do not know whether I had that quality. I do not know whether Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has accepted. Then we look at Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that if one of my actions are accepted, and I know by some way, definitely there is certainty, somehow Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informs me that there is acceptance in one action of mine, it is better to me than this whole world in gold. If the whole world in gold comes into my possession, I will give it away for one deed of mine that is accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then we find other sahaba like Sayyidina Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In one riwayat, Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say that if one of my namazes, one of my salat are accepted, just one, it is better to me than this whole world and whatever the world contains. Then we find Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi wrote a letter, actually it was a reply to a letter that had come to him, and he spoke and he responded and he gave advice that you ask for advice, then the best advice I can give you, and that is of ikhlas and sincerity. Number one, there is no acceptance without sincerity. Number two, there is no rahmah of Allah Ta'ala that descends without sincerity. Number three, there is no reward for deeds without sincerity. Alas, many speak about it, very few have it. So such were those persons that were concerned about the ikhlas, they were concerned about sincerity, they were concerned about qabooliyat and acceptance by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, a deed that is accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, no matter how minute it may be, it is never small in the courts of Allah ta'ala, because of the fact that it has been accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now this is the message that Habil gives to his brother Qabil, and of course this is the message that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to us also. And again, if we relate it to the verses that we had been discussing, نَحْنُ أَبْنَاءُ اللَّهِ وَأَحِبَّاءُ, we should not believe that we belong to a particular fraternity. We should not believe that we belong to a particular jama'at. We should not believe that we are the children of so such and such people. For us, each one of us are going to stand in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and each one of us are going to be rewarded for our deeds according to the ikhlas and the sincerity. Like the ulama have often said, deeds are not counted by Allah Ta'ala, rather deeds are weighed by Allah Ta'ala, and the weight of the deeds will be that ikhlas and that sincerity. And hence here, إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accepts from the muttaqeen, Allah Ta'ala accepts from those who have ikhlas. So we'll complete this year at this point and this time, and especially this month of Ramadan that comes upon us, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may gain this quality of taqwa, the consciousness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is something that we need to work upon, something that we need to concentrate on, and something we need to introspect and speak to ourselves about all the time, that we acquire this taqwa for the sake of Allah ta'ala, we acquire the sincerity for the sake of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.